From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces battling since early morning after Iraqi forces advanced north out of Kirkuk, an oil city they took over in the past week. Baghdad said it intends to occupy all disputed lands, returning the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region to its more constrained 2003 borders. Aid agencies report nearly 7,000 Rohingya refugees stranded in dire conditions on the Bangladesh side of the border with Myanmar have been allowed to enter the country of refuge. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The refugees who were stranded for 4 days in no man's land are now being assisted by aid agencies in Cox's Bazar. Spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says the refugees have told aid workers heartbreaking stories about their perilous escape from Myanmar.
Talking about families saying that they could only take some of their children out of Myanmar and left others behind with neighbors, people who walked for 11 days.
Nearly 600,000 Rohingya have fled violence in Myanmar since late August, and agencies say more are on their way to Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of Somalis gathered Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing last Saturday when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis went to Capitol Hill Friday to meet with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger. After a meeting privately, Mattis promised to keep better lines of communication with Congress.